This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the United States is eager to come to a ceasefire resolution between Israel and Hamas.
The best way to unlock the possibility of a resolution along the Israel-Lebanese border would be achieving a ceasefire in Gaza. And we continue to actively pursue a ceasefire in Gaza, primarily to alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people in Gaza and to secure the return of hostages.
The war was sparked when Hamas launched an attack in southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and initially taking 250 others hostage, according to Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a breakdown of a Gaza aid route established by Israel.
The United Nations and international aid organizations say a breakdown in law and order has made a new aid route the Israeli military says it was establishing unusable. According to a UN official, groups of armed men are regularly blocking convoys, holding drivers at gunpoint, and rifling through cargo. One analyst says crime has spiked because Gaza's police force, controlled by Hamas, is being targeted by the Israeli military. An estimated 1.3 million Palestinians displaced from Rafah are sheltering in tent camps in cramped apartments without adequate food, water, or medical supplies. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House announced Thursday it would move Ukraine to the front of the line for deliveries of powerful air defense missiles after a barrage of Russian missile and drone attacks damaged energy facilities throughout the besieged country. John Kirby, the National Security Council communications advisor, emphasized that planned deliveries to Taiwan and Israel would not be affected by the move to get weapons to Ukraine first, and that the other nations waiting for shipments were broadly supported when they were informed of Washington's decision. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a state visit to Vietnam on Thursday, part of a trip to Asia, seen as a show of defiance to the West.
The two countries signed multiple agreements on issues including energy, although none of the 11 pacts were on the same level as the mutual defense agreement Russia signed with North Korea the day before. Russia's TASS news agency quoted Putin as saying the two countries shared an interest in, quote, developing a reliable security architecture in the region. During a news conference, he accused the NATO military alliance of creating a security threat for Russia in Asia. The U.S. and its allies have criticized Putin's visit, saying he should not be given a stage on which to defend Russia's war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reporting there. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer now reports that arrests are down sharply since President Biden announced a new asylum restriction.
The number of arrests by Border Patrol agents of people illegally crossing into the United States fell in May to the third lowest of any month during President Joe Biden's presidency. Preliminary numbers show encounters with migrants falling even more in the roughly 2 weeks since the president announced new rules restricting asylum. While the number of people coming to the border can fluctuate, the agency says preliminary data since President Biden's June 4th announcement restricting asylum access shows arrests have fallen by 25%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, marked World Refugee Day on Thursday with an appeal to nations to keep their doors open to many people fleeing conflict, prosecution, or rather persecution, and abuse. We get the details from Lisa Schlein, reports for VOA from Geneva.
A record 120 million people globally have been forcibly displaced by widespread conflicts, persecution, political and economic upheaval, and climate crises. Most are displaced inside their home countries. But some 43 million are refugees who have fled across borders in search of international protection. The UN Refugee Agency reports around 30 million internally displaced people, refugees and asylum seekers live in Africa, representing almost one-third of the world's refugee population. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Joe Biden issued a disaster declaration for the state of New Mexico, which is battling a pair of growing wildfires. The fires, which were 0% contained Thursday, have killed two people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and forced thousands to evacuate. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.